Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. A lot going on this weekend. Of course, it is award season. The Oscars right around the corner. And In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin joining me now on the Ralphie Radio Show for a little bit of a preview. Kim, thanks for the time. You know, I feel like a lot of people are focusing on Brad Pitt and George Clooney, best actor. I'm putting you on the spot right now to begin. Who do you think is going to win?
It actually could be really between George Clooney and Jean Dujardin from The Artist. I think those are the two to really watch. I've been saying all along it's George Clooney. I love George Clooney. I've interviewed him. I just interviewed him at the Oscar nominee luncheon the other week. You know, Jean Dujardin from The Artist is really getting a lot of traction. He won the SAG Award. There's a lot of people saying he might actually take this. So this is definitely a big race between the two of them, I think. And yeah, throw Brad Pitt in there too. So.
Fascinating what The Artist has done. Will this be The Artist's Night, kind of like it was Adele's night at the Grammys? Will this be The Artist's Night at the Oscars?
I think a lot of people are saying, yeah, this might be the film to really watch. You know, a lot of people are also talking about The Help. I think if anything could potentially be The Artist, it might be The Help, because this was such a huge movie. It got such huge traction. So many people went to see it, which is always nice to see a movie win an Oscar that a lot of people have seen. That's a popular movie. You know, sometimes you have these little smaller movies that are great that win, but it's great when a movie, you know, like Titanic, for example, win that one. That was so great to see. And of course, we know that there's going to be probably a sweep with some other awards for The Help, with Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer winning Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress. So Meryl Streep might make it in there too.
Absolutely. In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Billy Crystal hosting the Oscars this weekend. What are we expecting from Billy?
This is going to be great. I think so many people are excited to see him back doing this, where this is really his comfort zone. One thing he has not been doing, he hasn't been doing interviews about it. He stopped tweeting about what's going on. So we want it to be a little bit of a surprise. We do know they've confirmed he is going to do that big musical number at the opening. We know that's going to happen, and he is so good at that. But the off-the-cuff stuff, which Billy Crystal is so good at because he knows everyone in that room, I think that's going to be the key, and I think this is going to be huge for the Oscars.
In Touch Weekly senior editor Kim Serafin, let's move away from movies to music and the big hot topic right now. Chris Brown and Rihanna back in the studio remixing each other's singles. Chris with the feud with CM Punk. Kim, what's the latest? What else do you know?
Yeah, interesting. You know, they did these remixes, Birthday Cake, Turn Up the Music, featuring each other. A lot of people, you know, disappointed. I think there's a lot of fans out there who are saying, should this really happen, considering their history? And we know Chris Brown has still been taking heat from the Grammy performance from people like Miranda Lambert and other fans, too, who maybe weren't so happy to see him perform twice. Although then there were other girls tweeting out there that they were supporting him. So it's hard to say. On one hand, you can say, well, Rihanna is totally in control. She's an independent woman who says, hey, I'm not going to let what happened in the past change my future. And other people saying, is this a good message to send to girls? Look, if he can make a comeback, certainly the Rihanna Chris Brown collaboration songs probably won't hurt Rihanna's career, but still a lot of people saying it's controversial.
Kim, I think you did a great job of summing up both sides of the argument, and what's interesting is there really is no middle ground here. You're either for or against this. It's probably one of the most polarizing topics I've seen in music certainly in quite some time, and certainly is not going anywhere, at least from the headlines, anytime soon. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of In Touch Weekly. Senior editor Kim Serafin, enjoy the Oscars this weekend.
Thanks so much, Ralphie.